mitzvah is an exceptionally important mitzvah. That's actually how the tour opens up. And the tour opens with an introduction to the mitzvah before he dives into the details of the dinim. I think we're going to take his model and see Simanim Reish Samach and Reish Samach Av, which are incredibly small in the Shulchan Aruch, as an opportunity to touch on a number of important issues, some which we'll see fully here, and some which are, as the Minchas Chinuch keeps saying, Mar Makom Anilach, as we're beginning to see certain concepts that are going to recur as we wade deeper into Hilchas Mila. You notice when you open Shulchan Aruch, you're sort of struck, it's sort of mysterious. Simen Reish Samach Aleph for short. Reish Samach is one line, and it seems to repeat itself in Reish Samach Aleph, the very next line. Mitzvah Zasei La'av La'mulaz Beno, Gedolah Mitzvah Zumi Shar Mitzvah Zasei, and then Reish Samach Aleph continues. So the Mitzvah Zasei and the father, Amos is not the mother. At first it seems redundant, but if you look back in the tour, you solve that mystery pretty quickly. In the tour, Simen Reish Samach is of more significant length. Simen Reish Samach in the tour is fits the pattern of a number of mitzvos that are dealt with in of the course of Yaradeya, where the tour will open first with the chashivas of the opening simen, will focus on the chashivas of the mitzvah. You have that by tzedakah and by various other mitzvahs. A focus first on the significance of the mitzvah. Here in Hilchas Mila in particular, he gives you a lot of agada. Derech Hakdama. If you look in the Torah, so he opens by naming the mitzvah Lamul as Beno, and then he begins to talk about the various both halachic and agada comments that the Gemara makes in various places about the significance of the mitzvah. There is a Mishnah that Beis Yosef tells you two of these items are Mishnah and Darim. Mishnah and Darim points out. The Mishnah Nedarim points out that the Yud Gimel Brisos Nichrasu Al HaMila. 13 times the Torah mentions the word Bris and introduces the mitzvah of Mila and Parshas Lech Lecha. And the Mishnah in Nedarim also highlights the fact that the Pesukim tell us Avravinu is only called an Adam Shalem after the Bris. The Bris is incredibly impactful. The Torah puts together the fact that you have the Yud Gimel Brisos in reference to Mila, together with the fact that Mila is a mitzvah aseh, which has a chi of kares, or as it is, has a tzad kares, has an angle of kares, and that is something that the Gemara in Pesachim, this year's Masechta, later in Pesachim Daf Samach Tes, the Gemara points out those two. Kares, a mitzvah with kares is very rare. There are only two mitzvahs say with kares. Almost all, you take a look at the opening mission of krisos, with a list of the 36 krisos. Almost all of the chiyuve kares are lavin, various lavin, machalos asuris, arayos, chil shabbos, and so on and so forth. Pesach and Mila are unique in being mitzvahs asay, whose beetle carries with it kares. Onshim in general in halacha are onshay beizdin are almost exclusively the realm of Lavan, Chiyuvei Misa and Chiyuvei Malchus. So it's and even Kares, which is Bidei Shamayim, is almost exclusively Lavan. But here you have these two mitzvahs, Pesach and Mila. And the Gemara says in Pesachim Samach Tes that Pesach and Mila, both in this unique category, mitzvah say with Kares, mitzvah say Chamuros. And then the Gemara goes on talking about the details of the mitzvahs being Doche Shabbos, and the Machshirim being Doche Shabbos. The Gemara says, and Mila is even more chamer than Pesach, than the other member of this, two-member category of mitzvahs to say to have kares, because Mila also has these Yud Gimel Brisos. What does this mean, Yud Gimel Brisos? Shechter has a beautiful article from around 15 years ago in the Kol Tzvi, in Tavshin Samach Vav, where he points out, and we'll be returning to this, as we get deeper and closer to the end of Hilchas Mila, Reish Samach Hei, Reish Samach Vav, so he suggests that there are the various dinim that reflect the idea, which he believes is what Chazal are driving at, the fact that Yud Gimel Brisos, it's not just the fact that the word bris happens to appear 13 times. Well, why does that make it chamor? And the Gemara is even referencing it in Pesachim, in a halachic context. That, you know, maybe there should be certain dinim that apply. You should be more machmer by mila than by Pesach, because after all, nechziyah yud gimel brisos. So Gemara Yivam Mustavei talks about in the context of Asei Dochalos to say, well, mila is more chamur. You can't prove anything from the fact that mila is docha Shabbos, because mila is extra chamur. Nechus or let yud gimel brisos. So there's some halachic aspect to this. It's coming up in the context of handling with drushas and with pirchas. So he suggests what this means. The Tanara points out the language of bris repeated again and again is a reference to the fact that mila, in addition to being a mitzvah per se, is also hachnasa lebris. The mila is an aspect of unlike the mitzvah of lulav and unlike the mitzvah of shofar, which are absolute mitzvah say deraisa, but they don't change your status. I mean, they'll change your cheshbon of mitzvahs averus and shamayim, but they don't fundamentally change your status. But mila does. That may reflect the fact that may be reflected in the fact you have a second bracha. Not only the al hamila, but a second birkas mitzvah. We get to the end of Hilchos Mila. We'll see the Beis Yosef has a number of suggestions as to why that is. The Shach just suggested some of them may relate to this idea that there's an added layer beyond the ma'aser mitzvah per se. There's an added layer of hachnasa lebris, and it could be that the Mishnah is pointing out that aspect of hachnasa lebris is being captured and being alluded to by the psukim and using the word bris again and again and again. That's what the Torah is trying to communicate. Another obvious reflection of the mila as hachnas lebris, of course, is what comes after Hilchus Mila in Yardea, which is Hilchus Geirus. The fact that what constitutes the procedure of Geirus? So we know what one of the steps of Geirus is Mila. Now that's interesting. Oh, there are a lot of mitzvahs. Maybe we should have him shake a lulav. Maybe we should have him daven shachas. We should have him put on tefillin. Where it sits us. Why davka Mila? Why davka Mila? So that also reflects that Mila is a mitzvah, but it's more than just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's also a hachnasa into it's a joining of Kol Yisrael, a joining of the Brisa Shal Avraham Avinu. So that's. Those are among the points that the tour raises, and he goes on to quote what appears to be his own chiddush, that the Beis Yosef makes it sound like the tour understood this from the psukim. It's his parshanut that Eretz Yisrael was given to Klal Yisrael b'schus the mitzvah of Mila. And he goes on to talk, he quotes the Gemara in Eirvin, that's Matzelos Medina Shel Gehenim. He talks about the negatives, the Torah continues in Reish Lamech, talk about the negatives of Rachman Litzlan being Mefer, the mitzvah of Mila. He talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Psukim in the Parsha Shemot. Moshe Rabbeinu is, almost loses his life over being Mevatel Mila. And finally, he closes by contrasting Mila with other mitzvahs. It's interesting. The Beis Yosef just comments, instead of giving him Armakim, he just says Pashatim. The Tur says it's an os bris chasim bivisarenu, it's attached to our bodies, unlike tefillin, unlike tzitzis, which we wear on our, those are also personal body mitzvahs. You tie the tefillin onto your body, you wear the tzitzis around your body, but still, they could be removed. I have the tefillin on, I take the tefillin off. I have the tzitzis on, I take the tzitzis off. And the Tur says, but Mila never leaves us. It's a permanent oath in our bodies of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting that Beis Yosef comments Pashatim. All the way through, the Beis Yosef, Kedarko, has been giving Mar Makamos. That's his primary job, to give the Mar Makamos of the tour, and sometimes to expand to the larger sugya and give you a sense of what the various Shitas Rishonim are on that sugya. And it's interesting here that the last line just says Pashatim. So, that's certainly true. It is self-evident that Mila is not removable in the way that Tzitzis and Tefillin are. It's worth noting that the Torah was probably reflecting a Gemara. Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, a Gemara that we will also, Mitzvah, return to relatively soon. The Gemara Menachas understands, based on the Psukim, that David HaMelech noticed this difference. The Gemara says David HaMelech walks into the Merchatz and he He's feels bereft of mitzvahs. He's bereft of there's no tefillin, there's no tzitzis, there's no mezuzah, he's in a merchatz. And then he realizes, oh, but he still has the mitzvah of milah. The Beis Halev said that seems like a direct source for this comment of the closing comment of the Torah in Siman Reish Samach. And we'll return to that Gemara Mirtz Hashem going forward. The Beis Halev in his tshuvas sees important lumdus of milah in that agada as well. So this is the opening siman is the chashivas of the mitzvah. The Torah is very marich. The Shulchan Aruch is very makatzer. All these different aspects, as we saw, agadic and also halachic aspects of the chashivas of milah, the Shulchan Aruch summarizes as gedola mitzvah zu mishar mitzvah aseh. So the Shach says, yes, yeah, but sad karis kishiyagdiv lo yom. Okay, that was the first line of the tour, and the tzad kares, which was the language of the tour, of course, is because of the detail that the Shulchan Aruch raises in the next siman, where he tells us that the chiyuv kares is only on the agadol, and he quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chavtes. The Mishnah Kiddushin lists milah among the mitzvahs that the father has vis-a-vis his son. And the Gemara, as you saw, on Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph, darshans from Sukkim that there are three stages to the mitzvah. There's a chiyuv on the father. If the father doesn't take care of it, then the chiyuv shifts to Beis Din, which Poskim point out isn't per se a Beis Din, it means Klal Yisrael. Beis Din often will act as a representative of Klal Yisrael. It means if the father isn't taking care of the milah of his son, or if the father's not around, or the father's not alive, whatever, if father's incapable, b'mezid, b'shogeg, b'onus, whatever it is, if the father's not taking care of the bris, so then some other Jew ought to take care of the bris of this baby. If no other Jew took care of it, so then stage three, the Gemara says, then it becomes the boy's own chiyuv when he becomes the man. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes here, in the Siman Reish Samach Aleph, in the Mal Ha'av, Then the Shulchan Aruch says, that there is a chiyuv karis that's in the psukim. And that is what the Gemara comments in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Ben Lagon tells you where to look. That the chiyuv karis, although there's a chiyuv on the father, a chiyuv on the bezdin, the chiyuv karis is only on the chiyuv karis. Is only on the child. The chiyuv karis is only on the child. So the Ramah comments right away. You violate this onesh every day. So the Vilna Gaon points out right away. The Beir Hagro Reish Lamachal Sivkat and Beis. He says La'apuke midas Rambam that the Ramah here is taking a stand on the machlokas that the tour spends most of Reish Lamachal on. You saw big machlokas Rambam Ravid. How exactly does this work with the chiyuv karis? The chiyuv karis for not fulfilling the mitzvah of milah. Now again, as we said before, karis is almost exclusively the province of lavan. So I violate a lav, person violates does a ma'isa iser, so he's chiyuv karis for that. Here you have mitzvah esay, so the violation is b'shev al taseh. So now Pesach has a zman. Pesach, you go in Mekai and Pesach, and Yudal Nisan, or perhaps in Yudalia, those who are getting to the Kashim Prakim. They got to figure out the ninth parak of Pesachim, the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, where there's a clear demarcation of when you can bring Mekai and Karban Pesach, and when it's too late. So Avar Zmano, well, whether that means when Yudal Nisan is over, or when Yudal Iyar is over, but there is a deadline, you missed the deadline, that's you're done for the Karban Pesach of the Tafshin Payal. So next year there'll be a chance for Karban Pesach Tafshin Payal. The Karban Pesach Payal is done. At a certain point, one can say, this Jew, Rachman al-Tzlan, was Mevatel Karban Pesach. Chayiv Karis. The Rambam and Ravid are grappling with the fact that Mila just keeps going. For Jews, again, the ideal mitzvah, and we'll get to this in Mitzvah Shem next time, at the beginning of Reish Tamach Beis, ideal mitzvah, as the Psukim tell us, is the Biyom HaShmini. Biyom HaShmini, that's the father's chayiv. Obviously, the infant is not chayiv his own bris Mila, and there's no Karis on the father, Gemara tells us. So the karis is only for the gadol, but once the kid's a gadol, it's a milah shel bezmano. So if not today, then tomorrow. If not tomorrow, the next day. Every day. It's interesting, the language of the Rambam. The Rambam and the Ravid, I believe, both have the language of you over b'chol yom. Over b'chol yom. Every day that goes by without a bris mila, you violated the mitzvah say mila. But the question is, when does the... But it's still going to pick up again tomorrow. So the question is, when is the karis? And just a note about that, before we get into the karis, the kol yom, although the Rambam says the karis is only at the end of his life, but even the Rambam says you violated the kol yom. So that's perhaps the reflection. Where did the kol yom come from? That's perhaps the reflection. Rav Shefter points out there in the karis elsewhere, the default... Now, there are other mitzvahs where the zman is not 100% clear. Tefillin. What's the zman of tefillin? What's the frequency of tefillin? I put on tefillin yesterday. Do I have to put on tefillin tonight? I put on tefillin today. So I have to put on tefillin already. I have to put on again tomorrow, mechatesi. So we take it as a given. Of course, I have to put on tefillin every day, mechatesi. But we're just saying the psukim, the tefillin is every day. So some mitzvahs apply all the time. Some mitzvahs have particular time set aside for them. But when neither is the case, Rav Shechter points out that there are several examples, it doesn't come up that often, but fundamentally the default frequency for mitzvah asay is b'chol yom. Almost every mitzvah already has a built-in zman. Benching is, well, v'chalta v'savata rechta. If you ate, then you have to bench. The mitzvah of makeh, you take care of it, and then it's done. But mitzvahs, periodic mitzvahs, so again, shofar, sukkah, lulav, they have built-in zmanim. But a mitzvah that needs to be taken care of periodically, the default is kol yom. It comes up by tefillin, pashtus, a debate about how to structure, how the chi of tefillin is structured, but the pashtus, it's once a day, every day. That may be reflected in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, also a lot of discussion about what's the getter achiv of Talmud Torah. But likely there's a chiv to learn every day. The truth is, and the Rambam's understanding of tefillah rather, right? The Rambam says that the chiv of tefillah, it becomes, Minat Torah Rambam says, the chiv of tefillah b'chol yom. Where did b'chol yom come from? So Mela Machlokas Rambam, a famous Machlokas Rambam, whether it's an ongoing chiv of tefillah or only be'es tzara. But so you say like the Rambam, ongoing chiv of tefillah, why every day? Maybe every hour. Maybe every week. Maybe every year. Apparently, the default period, the default frequency for mitzvah asay is b'chol yom. Most of the time, you don't fall back on the default because the mitzvah itself has a specific delineated zman. But when there is no zman, the fallback, the default is b'chol yom, and that appears, I believe, is being reflected here as well. The Rambam says, every day that goes by, you have a gadol arel. Every day that goes by, he has been mevatel the mitzvah. But so the Ravid says yes, and he's chayv karis. The Rambam says no. We're going to sort of straddle and say he's the ongoing bitzel mitzvah, but the karis only comes at the end. Now, in terms of the position of other Rishonim, so the Minchas Chinuch, the end of Mitzvah Mila is at the very beginning, Mitzvah Beis, in Lech Lecha. At the very end of Mitzvah Beis, Minchas Chinuch Oz Chavav, points out that there's a Tosis in Makkos, Daf Yudalid, who raises this issue also, and Tosis assumes like the Ravid. If you look in Tosis, at the end of the Tosis, he actually has a Havmi like the Rambam, and his Maskar is like the Ravid. Very fascinating. The Sefer HaChinuch himself, the Rishon, not the Minchas, the Sefer HaChinuch, they actually two Girsos. You look in the new editions, there are two Girsos, and going today, went back to older editions, there are two old Girsos, whether the Sefer HaChinuch is, if you include the piece in brackets, and it's like the Rambam, you take it out, it's like the Ravid. Minchas HaChinuch had one Girso like the Ravid, others have the Rambam Girso, but it certainly is a Machlokas HaRishonim. Certainly is the Machlokas HaRishonim. Yeah, the Ravid has this interesting line. He talks about Hasra Safik. Hasra Safik. So it's hard to at least know. I don't know exactly what he draws Hasra Safik. You probably saw the Beis Yosef points out. The Beis Yosef points out that what the Ravid means is that although there is a discussion in Onshe Dine Adam about Hasra Safik. I'm going to give you a Hasra that doing that might constitute an iser. Doing that might give you an onesh. Okay, so it might or might not. By onshe beis in shalmata, that's the machlokas in the Gemara, whether hasra suffix shmar hasra or not. But the Beis Ozon to the right is saying, but this is kares, this isn't onshe beis in shalmata. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't have that limitation. So kares should definitely apply, even though I could do the bris mila later on. Now, the Rambam disagreed, and the Rambam held that since I always have more chances to do the mitzvah, so you can't definitively say I have a bittel every day, but the karas is only when I'm mevatel it thoroughly. That's the Rambam says. It's only if a fellow dies bemezed as an aron, bemezed as an aron. That's what the Ramach appears to be saying. The guy could do tshuva. I do tshuva. If you do, a tshuva gemuru would be that he should do a miris mila. He feels terrible that for the last 70 years he's been in an aro, and he finally calls him mohel, has a bris mila done. But then for sure he's not chayav karas because he's not, by the end of his life, he's a mohel. That's what Ramach says. But let's say at the end of his life he's too ill to have a bris mila. So, but if he makes he has charata, and he's misvada, and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you'll give me the renewed health, I'll again be healthy enough to be able to do bris milah, so I'll do bris milah. And let's say it never happened. And that was an honest conversation in Goshem, an honest Kabbalah. But then he doesn't get healthy again. So that's the scenario where the Rama seems to be saying he died as an Arl. In that case, he did do tshuva. He didn't get to actually do a milah, but at the end, he was honest. He was honest because he was ill, or he was honest because there was no mohel around, as the case may be. And there was an honest tshuva. Now the Minchas Chinuch, speaking of tshuvas, Minchas Chinuch wants to know, so what's nafkamina? That's a question for which he's famous. Asking for nafkaminas and things that don't seem to have nafkaminas. And he has Kedarko, very clever, and usually categorical nafkaminas. What's a nafkamina when the Chiyav Karas is? Chiyav Karas is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. So usually Chiyav Karas chaps a nafkamina l'halacha l'maisa for people in terms of carbon chattas. Because whenever there's a chiyav karas, any lav, which is a chiyav karas b'mezid, ha'vayli b'sholgeg, am chayav chattas. So that's chiyav chattas, that's hilchas b'nei adam. So in the area of hilchas Shabbos, or avodah zarah, so on and so forth, that's when it chaps an afkamina. The problem is, but there's no chattas, there's only a chattas if there's a maisa iser. So the Pesach and Mila, which are mitzvahs haseh, they have karas, exceptionally, they don't have a chiyav chatas. So l'may nafkamina. What's a nafkamina, whether there's kares right away or not? Ribbono Shel Olam will figure that out. In terms of how it's even possible to speak about kares at the end of a person's life, which is what many of the Nosei Kehillim ask on the Ramayim, the fellow dies and then he gets kares. It's too late to get kares. Now they point out, the Beis Yosef points out, and others, because the Mishnah points out, let me say that correctly. Rav Yosef Karo, I don't remember if he says it in his Beis Yosef, but he does say in his Kesef Mishnah, that the Gemara Ma'akatan says there's more than one type of karis. Karis isn't always Baal Mazed. There could be karis after death as well. There's a karis ha-nefesh. So maybe Rav understood it means a karis ha-nefesh. The Raven was more bothered. The karis usually means a premature death. As the Raven thought that the chiyav karis kicks in right away. But L'mayna afkamina, so the Minchas Chinuch Gevaldik. Minchas Chinuch, at the end of Mitzvah Beis, Mitzvah Os Chaval, he says, there is another nafkamina lahalacha, meaning for people, in human terrestrial halacha, and whether it's a Chiyav Karas or not, other than Chiyav Chatas. And that is the mission of the end of Yuma. The mission of the end of Yuma, the last parak of Yuma is dedicated to the halacha l'masa b'zman azev Yom Kippur, the first seven parakim about Avos Kohen Gadol. So the beginning of the last parak is about the Tanis and the other Inuyim and Pikuch Nefesh and Chinuch and so forth. At the end, the Mishnayos turn their attention to Tshuva, which is very halacha l'maisa. And Mishnayos talk about, well, one issue is, how do you do Tshuva? You have to bin Avo Chaver, you have to Mevayis, what other steps of Tshuva? The other aspect of Tshuva is Tshuva achieves Kapara, always or sometimes. So the Mishnah talks about Dal Chiluke Kapara, the four levels of violations of halacha vis-a-vis what you need in order to get Kapara. So the Mishnah says, level one is Mitzvah Saseh. Mitzvah say tshuva alone already can achieve full kapar. Level 2 is mitzvah lo saseh. Level 3 is mitzvah lo saseh chamurim. And level 4 is chil Hashem. So level 2, if it's a lo saseh kal, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. For level 3, you need tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurin, Rachman, long suffering. And the worst of all, and the highest, lowest, whatever, level 4, Chil Hashem, the Mishnah Tanam tell us, tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yisurim are all tolin. Those are part of the process, but Kapara Gemura is only with the person's death. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, he thinks it would be Machlokas Rambam Ravid, where Mila fits in. So the Korean is fascinating, and it's somewhat questionable. He says, the Ravid would say, let's say a Jew didn't practice Mila. A Jew becomes Bar Mitzvah, he still doesn't have, no one took care of his Bris Mila. And at a certain point later in life, and initially he doesn't take care of his own Bris Mila either, and then at a certain point later in life, he realizes he needs to perform Bris Mila. He hires a mole, he has a Bris Mila done. So he needs to do tshuva for the fact that for the first couple of years after his Bar Mitzvah, he was an Aram. That's tshuva. So what do you need for kapara? So the Bin Chaschina says, according to the Ravid, it's kares. Kares. So this is level 3. Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurim. But he thinks, according to the Rambam, he says, the kares doesn't come until the end of one's life. So he says, maybe we don't, kares usually the level 3 is defined by kares or chiyuv misa. So he thinks, it's interesting and debatable, he thinks, according to the Ravid, it's a level 3 right away. Even in the middle of a person's life, he's doing Mila. But the fact that the first couple of years after Bar Mitzvah, he was in passive violation of Mila, that's already a level 3 violation, because he's already Chayav Kares. And to undo that, he's going to need Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurin. Not that a Rahman son of person brings Yisurin by himself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu may choose to send that his way. Whereas, according to the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch thinks, the fact that there's only kares at the end of one's life means that it only becomes an avera chamura, or a bitzel mitzvah chamura, if a person goes an entire life without mila, which is debatable. One could have said, to use the language of the tour in the shach, it has tzad kares, it has an aspect of kares. In other words, Minchas Chinuch is assuming that a father who didn't mal his children would only need tshuva. The fact that the father doesn't get kares means that for him it's a din kal. It only becomes a din chamer if there's actual chiyuv kares. Interesting suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch. One more point about this machlokas, and we'll move on to some other issues. Reish Lamachalov. One more point that once again this is for four. We'll get back to Mitzvah Hashem. That Beis Halevi that I already referenced, Beis Halevi who talks about that the Gemara Menachas about David HaMelech and Nila versus other mitzvahs. So he makes the point, which we'll Mitzvah get back to Reish Lamech Beis. He begins to think about, is Mila just a Maisa Mitzvah? Or once it's done? Or is there an ongoing Kiyum HaMitzvah? And then basically there's a couple of Nafkaminas in that. And he draws from that Gemara Menachas that David Melech was still in fulfillment of Mila. It's not just that it happened when he was 8 days old. Is ongoing kiyum ha-mitzvah, kiyum nimshach. It's a mitzvah nimshachas. So that question of whether or not there's a mitzvah nimshachas of Mila may or may not be relevant to this Rambam Ravid. It could be the part of what they're debating is how the mitzvah of Mila is structured. So this is important in its own right, and we will keep our eyes open as we proceed through Hilchus Mila to see whether there are specific dinim that come up that may take us back to this Rambam and Ravid. And then, your question.
Yeah, two questions. One,
sure.
Can you explain the Rav again? Because I thought that Shabbat was explaining the Rambam. I thought the Rav was trying to explain the Rambam. He's trying to say, how could the Rambam say Akaris? He was using that to a Shabbat.
Really? No? I don't think so. I don't have the Rambam here. We'll take a look later. I have Lashon HaRavid right here. Okay. I believe that was part, if I remember correctly, that was part of his attack.
Can you explain the attack then?
Yeah, so the truth is the attack is a little unclear. He says something about Asra HaSafik. The question is, well, what does Asra HaSafik have to do with anything? Asra HaSafik is usually, you know, I'm Chayv Malchus, if I do this, Maisa, but only if I do something else later on. So, well, how is that relevant here? That's what the Rav Yosef Karo explains. The Ravid was saying that if what's motivating the Rambam to say there's only a Chiyuv Karo at the end of one's life is because, well, he could always sort of do Tashlumin later on. You haven't been Mekayim Mila yet, but maybe Mekayim tomorrow. So I can't say I'm fully violated until later on. So sort of like a Hasra Safik. Fel took a Shmua that he's going to eat a loaf of bread. So he hasn't eaten it yet, but maybe he'll eat it later. Maybe he'll eat it tomorrow, especially if there's no particular time set. So the Ravid is saying, okay, so maybe the Rambam thinks this is similar to Shvua Sha'ochal Ki Kerzeh. I can always take care of it. You can never say definitively he has been Mevatel until his life is over and he's lost all opportunity to do it. And the Ravid said, yeah, but that's a Hasra Safik conversation. Hasra Safik is relevant. That's why the Rios of Karas rumor. Hasra Safik, that's relevant. Even if you're going to Paskin, the Hasra Safik, number one, we might Paskin Hasra Safik Shema Hasra. But even if you pass on Hasra Safik, lo Shema Hasra, and you can't give Malkus in that sort of scenario because, well, maybe later on something will happen. Okay, that's B'dinei Adam, but who says there's any relevance to Dinei Shamayim?
Is everyone watching
it? Okay, sure.
He says, because of a rabbi or Avram, in was a tavern. You think Yishum Asra Asafik poaching Osum and Ashramayim before Yom Omi Bihis Rekaris? So he's asking you as the Kashi. Just because it's a Asafik, it's not a reason to pattern.
And specifically not a reason to pattern, and the Yosef Karo said, not a reason to pattern Min HaShamayim. Bidini Adam, yes, but Bidini HaShamayim, it's irrelevant. And the truth is, the Rambam himself, as I mentioned, the Rambam himself phrases it as is a bitl, sounds like from the language of Rambam, there is a bitl, b'chol yom. So perhaps, again, it may have to do with mitzvah nimshachas, or it may have to do with, you find sometimes that there are different degrees to which I can have a violation of a din. So it could be that, we sometimes talk about mitzvah b'shleimusa. It could be the bitl ha-mitzvah b'shleimusa, the full bitl ha-mitzvah, the Rambam might be saying every day that goes by, you've been involved in the mitzvah. Every day there's another an added iteration of the chiyuv to do milah. But the full bitl ha-mitzvah only comes if a person goes his entire life without milah. And the Rambam appears to be saying that that I only get karis for the if there was a bitl mitzvah b'shleimusa, a bitl b'shleimusa of the mitzvah. And again, that takes you back to the Minchas Chinuch, who thought that according to the Rambam, having been mevatel the mitzvah meal for part of my life, that's a din kal, and that for that suffices tshuva. Whereas according to the Ravid, no, mamish every day is you're fully mevatel the mitzvah. Okay, then the next line in the Ramah, he goes on to talk about any quotes. This is a quote from the Rambam: "Ein malin beno shel adam shalom midaito." But you cannot, you're not supposed to do a bris milah on a baby without the permission of the father. Elaim can overhave lo malo, then bezin malo nosa bal karcho. Again, that's where it comes from. This is the language of the Rambam. And as I believe the Gra points out, the language, and he points among others to the language of the Gemara in Psachim Daf Zayin, Ar Masechta. About Avi HaBen, where it talks about in terms of the language of the bracha, which we'll get to B'li Neder later on in Hilchas Milah. And the Gra already shells through to other situations also, where the mitzvah primarily devolves or initially devolves on a particular person. Gra has in Chulin, has a drasha, Misha Shafach, V'Shafach V'Chisa, Shchita and Kisa Adam appear in the same pasuk. So you have a Hekesh, two dinim in the same pasuk, as an indication that they share halachic aspect, that's a hekesh. So the Gemara derives from the hekesh of Shechita and Kisi Adam, one of the dinim. The Gemara derives from the hekesh of Shechita and Kisi Adam is the Misha Shafach Hu Yechasa. That the primary mechuyev in Kisi Adam is the shochin. He has the right to shech. And if he's not going to shech, so the shochin has the right to do the Kisi Adam. If he's not doing it, so then others can do it. That's what the Beis Yosef points out. That's the mashmos of the language of the Gemara here as well. That it's primarily on the father. If the father isn't doing it, then the language of the Gemara in Kiddushin, then then Beis Din takes over. But if the father's prepared to do it, you have to allow him to do it. Now, the Bach on the tour, and then the Shach, here in Shulchan Aruch, talk about what's the B'dieved ramifications. So the father was supposed to do it. Ein Malin B'no Shal Adam Ela Shal Midaito. Let's say I did. Vigilante Noel. He just decides to do the Bris Milah. The father didn't ask him. And it sounds like, I think that's most likely to happen in a difficult, it sounds funny, but it's most likely to occur, it's a Baruch Hashem, a rare occurrence, most likely to occur in difficult family situations when perhaps different members of the family think that they're in charge, they don't all see eye to eye, and sometimes when that's severe enough, some other member of the family decides to show the father up, and I'll do the meal on the baby first. So that's... clear, if it's because of a difficult family situation, it's probably a symptom of larger lack of shalom bayis and larger relationship issues that ought to be addressed. Specifically, in terms of mila, again, it doesn't have to be in a family situation. It may just be an overzealous mohel. He wants to chaper, he's so excited, he wants to chaper in the midst of mila. It's very nice, but let's see who the father. If the father asks you, that's one thing. So the Bach on the tour and the Shach here. The only shach on Simur Yishlam Chalv, they talk about the bidyaved. The Gemara is a din of asar zehuvim. Gemara is a din of knas that if a Jew steals a mitzvah from another Jew, certain mitzvahs by right belong to me. For example, misha shafachu yechase. If I'm the shochet, I really have the zchus to do the kisa adam. The Gemara has several situations of that sort where the zchus to do a particular mitzvah really belongs to a certain person. So if I didn't pass it on to another person and you decided on your own to steal my mitzvah, not exactly gezel of the chayfetz, the Gemara tells us that there's a kenas of asar zehuvim. You stole a mitzvah, you chotef mitzvah of someone else, so you have to pay him, the person who grabbed the mitzvah has to pay the one from whom the victim of the theft, 10 golden coins, which sounds like a lot of money. So the Bach raises this, and the Shach says here as well, that if a mohel comes over and does the mila with shalomi dasa av, the mohel has to pay asara zehuvim to the father. Now, if you read the language of the Shach, well, we'll come back to the language of the Shach in a moment. The Shach at the end says, "Ukemoshin is bar b'choshe mishpat sof simin shin pei beis." That simin, the end of choshe mishpat, is a simin about, among other things, this din of asar zehuvim. They take a look in the Ramah there. I notice that Caleb on the page will tell you. You got to take a look. So the Ramah says that that's only if you chopped it from the father. If the father was going to do the mila, and that's the language of the Shach as well. Hecha sha'av havi mohel. If the father is a mohel, and the father is going to do the mila himself, and then some other mohel comes and chops it away, so then you're chayv asar zehuvim to the father. But if it's not the mohel stole from the father, the mohel stole from another mohel. What does that mean? That means that the father asked Reuven to do the bris, and Shimon decided, why should Reuven do it? I'll do it. Again, it's a bizarre scenario. It sounds like kidnapping. It sounds like there's a lot that needs to be addressed. But in terms of we need to address the fullness of this, the multidimensionality of the dysfunction of the situation. But technically, one of the things we're going to do is figure out Asar Zehuvim, and the Ramah says in that case, there is no Asar Zehuvim. Asar Zehuvim, the Mohel, the rogue Mohel, pays to the father, but not to the other Mohel who was appointed. Where does that come from? That comes in the Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Shach there tells you to look in the Rush at the end of Perek Kisya Adam, where part of this discussion comes up because of the question of someone stealing Kisya Adam from the Shochet. And the Rush says, yeah. He says, the father, if the father's going to do the Bris Mila himself, and then Shimon the Mohel came along and Chapterine first. So it was the father's chos, the father's mitzvah. That's the language of the Gemara. That's what Shavar quoted from the Gemara. Right? it's father, and then Beis Din, and then the boy himself. Beis says that the Rosh says, but the fact that the father asked Reuven the Mohel to do the Bris Milah, what kinyan was there? He didn't give him the schus. So there's no schus. Reuven had no zechus in the mitzvah that Shimon stole. That's what the Rosh says. Now the Shach goes on to the Nidayik in the Rosh. And this is a very, very famous and contentious shita of the Shach. And ironically, it's perhaps one of the most famous shitas of the Shach about Mila, and it doesn't appear in Yerdeya. It appears in Chosh HaMishpat. If you look at the long Shach at the end of Shin Pei Bez Chosh HaMishpat, he starts being a dyke. He says, if you're looking the Rosh carefully, he thinks that the language, if you read the language of the Rosh carefully, that... And that's reflected here as well. Hecha Shaha'av Havi Mohel. The Shach there is very marach. He thinks that the Rosh said that the father is only allowed to even ask Reuven to be the Mohel if the father cannot do the Mila himself. And the Shach develops the Shita. This is famous as the Shach's Shita. As I said, it's quite contentious. The Shach is of the opinion that it is forbidden for the father to ask any Mohel to do the Bris Mila if he himself is able to do the milah. This is what you mean. That's what we said. It's a mitzvah on the father. And that's what I said. The shach here, it doesn't appear in the shach in Yeradeya, but if you look on the page in the Gilead Maharsha, who collects from Nosei Kalim all over, so you see the Gilead Maharsha back in Simrei Samach. Oh, please. Mitzvah say la'av, v'lo l'chabid la'achem yachal amol bi'atzmo. You shouldn't ask a mohel to do it. The father could do it himself. Ayin Shach, Chosh HaMishpat, Simen Shin Pei Beis. There you go. And then he quotes a big discussion there. Because if you're going to send Ibershitz and create a new place here in the Ketzos, and Yad Elio is not so happy with him, Tvur Shur is not so happy, he gives you that open Gilead Maharsha on the side. Here, he gives you the whole rundown, the back and forth about the Shach. The Shach thinks that if the father is able to do it himself, that you are not allowed to pass it on. And the truth is, the Darkei Moshe already quotes this in later Simrei Shtamachdal, the Raman, the Tur, quotes this as the position of the Or Zeruah, and he says, Or Zeruah said that the father is able to do a mila, usher to let anyone else do it. Moholim are only for a guy not able to do it himself. And the Raman already says, we don't pass it like that, Or Zeruah. He says, make a shliach. I'm making a shliach. He's my shliach. What's wrong? And the Pesach Tshuva there, in Rish Samach Dal, the page of Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, as the Gilui Maharsha does here, the Pesach Tshuva there quotes even more, being Rish Samach Dal, of those who are cholek on the Shach. You may have heard those who have this Chumrah, and the father wants to do it himself. That's a takeoff on the Shach, a mitzvah boyosim v'shlucho. The Shach says, Mamashe, you're mechuyev to do it yourself. The Shach makes it seem as though the Shach makes it seem as though, and this is what the Ketzos says, the Ketzos defends the Shach. He says, it's not just that the language of the Rosh was that the mitzvah is on the father. He says, this whole din that the Rabbah himself quoted in Shin Pei Beis, that there's no Asar Zehuvim to the Mohel who was appointed. How come? He says, that proves that there's no Shlichus. Says the Ketzos. If when the father appoints Reuven, Reuven is his shaliach, so then he has the father's chus in the mitzvah. Don't you see that there's no shlichus? And the fact that there's no chiyuv asar zuvim to the mohel, says the Ketzos, you see there's no shlichus. Says, so what is it? So what does it mean that the mohel is doing it? He says, yeah, it means this din. If the father doesn't do the milah, then some other Jew does the milah. He says the Ksos makes it seem as though his read of the Shach, and the Shach himself sounds like this, that every time you have a mohel, it's really the mitzvah basin. The father's not doing it. So I'll organize, I'll let the mohel know, I'm not doing it, so there's a chiyav basin which includes you. Every Jew is mechuyav to do bris milah. So that's remarkable. That seems to be the position of the Shach, and certainly the Ksos, there is no such thing as shlichus. Raila davar! There's no asar zehuvim to the Mohan. Now the response to this might be, there's a very beautiful Rebbe Chanan in his Sefer on Yivamas, Kovet Sa'aris, and Seminar in Vav, who develops the idea that there are two different types of shlichus. Chanan says that sometimes the stronger type of shlichus, the full shlichus sha'aru kamoso, is when I'm authorizing you to do something. I'm giving you the power to do it. I make you a shliach l'kiddushin, a shliach l'get, a shliach for a financial kin. I ask you to buy something on my behalf, an agent to buy or sell a house for me. So that's something that you cannot do unless I empower you. You cannot buy a house on my behalf. You can't, certainly can't sell my house. How do you sell my house? You know, the makom davar she'en shalom. If I make you a shliach to sell my house, I'm giving you the capacity to do it. It's a stronger type of shlichus. But Aruchan is also a weaker type of shlichus. Where you have the capacity to do it on your own, but your shlichus, the fact that I'm making your shliach, that brings it back to me. It connects it to me. Which perhaps an example is a shliach to buy something. You could buy it, but if you're my shliach, then you're buying it for me instead of buying it for you. Two different types, but it's a weaker type of shlichus because you do have the capacity to create the chalos for yourself. So, and there may be even weaker types of shlichus, particularly in the area of mitzvahs. And again, that recognition that there are different flavors of shlichus, different degrees of shlichus, may be the response to the ketzos. Yeah, he didn't make him a shliach to the mamish shlichus of kamoso, that he has his zechus and sasar zehubin, but he did make him a shliach to the extent that his maisa mila will relate back to the father, that it will be the father's kiyum mitzvah. That's the significance of the shlichus. That by asking Reuven, we're going to see that again later on as we go on, different approaches to what should the father be doing. Should he be standing there? Should he be giving honor him? There is some degree of maybe some degree of shlichus, not the strongest sense of shlichus shalom kamosa. Lemaase, we do not accept the shach. People are very comfortable. The practices like the prima donna, the tzvur shor, the achronim who disagree with the shach and the ktzos. Sometimes you have Jews who have this chumrah; they want to do the bris milah themselves. Maybe you've heard of. Some mohalim will enable the father to set everything up so the father could do the actual chituch. My tradition is a tradition of brisk. I think the different versions of who told whom. I think maybe that the Reb Chaim told Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe had to say, Reb Chaim told Reb Moshe, just leave it alone. There are other shach to yimachmor for, this shach we're not going to yimachmor for. No, it's a little frightening if you don't know what you're doing, even though many mohalim say it's totally fine. Certainly, one needs to know that one the stakes are high, and b'chol the pashas we don't accept the shach and we don't accept the ksos, and we do see an element of shlichus in terms of appointing a mohel, not to the extent that he takes on the father's zechus and the mohel is chayv asar zehuvim to him, but enough that it does relate back to the father, and it's not if I ask a mohel to mal my son, it wasn't the mitzvah al bezin, that was the mitzvah of I was organizing it. There's more discussion about this as well. There are a couple of other issues that come up here as well. And then maybe let's close by touching on the question of mothers. Ein ha'isha chayeves al mulas, but another Ramah goes on to quote, and that, as you know, that's a Gemara, that's also from the Gemara in Kiddushin. That's from the Gemara in Kiddushin, Dav Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara is a drasha, Oso v'lo Osa. Oso v'lo Osa is Memayik, that there's only a chiv on the father, not a chiv on the mother. The Rishonim raised the issue, what do you need a drasha for? Tosas already raised the issue, Alatar. Tosas Chav Tes Amud Aleph, so what do you need a drasha? This is a... Later in that parak, later in the first parak Kiddushin, which is going to have a principle, mitzvah seishos ran grama, in general, women are peturos. There are exceptions, but that's the default. is that women are peturos from mitzvah seishan avgam unless otherwise specified. So why do we need to specify osovelo osa that women, the mother is peturah from milah saben? It should be the default position based on mitzvah seishan zman grama. There are a couple of different approaches in Rishonim and Achronim. The Tosfos takes a position. He says, well, it's true that milah doesn't apply until day 8, but it applies from day 8 and on. So chiddush number one, mitzvah seishan on grama, means that the mitzvah has an end time, not just a start time. It's already a chiddush. And then Tosfos says, but every night the mitzvah applies by yom. The Tosfos says, okay, well, this gemara is going lamanda amar. There is me the milah shel bezmana. You can fulfill by leil, which well, is coming up. And the Minchas Chinuch points out, wow, that's remarkable, because what emerges from the Tosfos is that according to Lahalacha, it is a mitzvah seishan zman grama. We passed into the milah shel bezmana cannot be done by laila. So Tosfos is limiting the drasha of osov al osa to the shita which we don't follow. That what emerges, Minchas Chinuch points out earlier in the Minchas Chinuch, is according to Tosfos, Lahalacha, it is a mitzvah seishan zman grama. Whereas there are other approaches to the other Teirutzim would not come out with this conclusion. The Ritva there has a different answer. Ritva thinks that mitzvah zman grama is only, it has to be a mitzvah zman grama big gufa. He says, you look, Ritva says, the examples of mitzvah zman grama are mitzvahs that you do yourself. Mitzvahs that you do yourself. I shake a lulav with my own two hands. I sit in the sukkah with my own body. I listen to the shofar with my own ears. Or I blow it with my own mouth, as the case may be. But Mila not. The different ways of understanding that, Minchas Chinuch thinks it's because the Mila is done to the baby. That's why it's not a mitzvah shebegufa. But in the footnotes in Minchas Chinuch, they point that Taras Chaim understood it's because the chiyuv, it's a more of a conceptual difference. Mrs. Angrama is when it's my chiyuv. But by Bris Mila, it's fundamentally it's going to ultimately be the child's chiyuv. Raila Davar said the karas is only for the child. Okay. So that's the approach of Ritva. And then Mechaz Chenach points out a third approach is in Achronim, the Shagas Ari and Turi Evan Achagiga and the Sefer HaMakna and Kiddushin. So they say maybe it's not a mitzvah seisha zman grama, not because of the sort of additional condition that the Ritva came up with, it has to be mitzvah shebegufam. They say this isn't called zman grama. This is not called zman grama. Just like Tosfos had said, it's not the fact that you only start with the eight is not zman grama because it's going to continue forever. So the Shagas Aryeh and the Sefer HaMakna, they say the fact that every night the mitzvah doesn't apply, that's not the same as Kriya Shema. It's not the same as Sukkah. Sukkah, you have the mitzvah for 7 days and then it stops. It comes back in the next year. That's a new mitzvah, unrelated. Right? If I have tefillin every day and it, let's say, it doesn't apply at night, comes back the next day, that's a new mitzvah of tefillin. Like, that's where we began. Right? The mitzvah of tefillin today, the mitzvah of tefillin tomorrow, two different mitzvahs. But obviously by Mila, that's not the case. The Mila, it comes back every, you have the option every day to fulfill it. It's the same mitzvah. You didn't do it yesterday. It's nimshach again and again and again. It takes breaks with the same chiyuv of its chozer and air all over again every morning. So that's what the Turi Evan and Sefer HaMakna say. This isn't the mitzvah service of grama. Not only does it, because as Tosa said initially, it never ends. It ends every night. That's not an end. You take a break and then it comes back. It's the same mitzvah coming back again. And I leave you finally with this. Let's just see where we're at, and then a final nafkamina of this. So let's just recap. We had a chance to see similar samach, some of the agada of and some of the halacha of the unique chumrah of the mitzvah of mila. Specifically, to talk about the nichusur layugim lebrisus, where Shechter's approach has to do with the added layer beyond the ma'aseh mitzvah, the hachnasa lebris in mila, and it shares with Karban Pesach. That it's a mitzvah sheish bakares, and we spoke a little bit also at the end of the siman about the fact that it's the Gemara Menachas, which the Torah piece appears to be referencing, that Mila is unlike tzitzis, tefillah, mezuzah, in that it never leaves you, And that's Gemara Menachas Mem Gimel, which the Beis Halevi will have what to say about. And then in Reish Samach Aleph, we had a chance to look at the different steps of the Chiyuv, the father, the Beis Din, and finally the child himself. And what's unique about the child himself is only the child himself, only the Aral himself is a Chiyuv Kares. Then we saw Machlokas Rambam Ravid, when the Chiyuv Kares kicks in, is it B'chol Yom V'Yom, or only when there's complete bittul of the mitzvah? That appears to be the approach of the Rambam against other Rishonim, against the Ravid, and Tosis and Makis, and perhaps the Chinuch. The complete bittul, the bittul shalem of the mitzvah, is only one goes through an entire life without milah. We spoke about some enough kaminas in that. And then the second, that was the first major discussion of Simrei Shalmachal, was the Kares. The second discussion was about the Ein Malon Shalom Midaito, and this Machlokas Rama and Achronim versus the Or Zeruah and the Shach and the Ktsos, whether the father is allowed to hand it off to another mole, if the father is able to do the milah, is which, according to the Ktsos, is a question of, is there a notion at all of shlichus by milah or not? And then finally, this third discussion about the woman's patur from milas bina, which the Gemara had based upon a pasuk. But as I mentioned before, would this be closed? Minchas Chinuch points out, it appears to be a machlokes lemaskana, why is a woman patura from milas bina? The Ritvot said it's not mitzvah sayes around grama, because they said the mitzvah sayes grama has to be mitzvah shebegufa. Okay, it doesn't apply to milah, either because it's being done to the child, rather than being done to the mother, or because the chiyuv will ultimately switch to the child. According to the Turi Evan and the Sefer Hamakna, it's not mitzvah, it's not zman grama, because it takes breaks every night, but the same mitzvah will come back again and again. It'll oscillate back in and again and again and again without end. Whereas Tosfos had said, the reason why we need Osov Lo Osov is because of the Shita, that the Chiyuv, that Mila Shel Bezman can be done at night. And so once it starts, B'yom HaShmini never ends. Implying, says the Minchas Chinuch, that L'Halacha, according to Tosfos, it is a mitzvah to say, Shazman Grama, because Mila Shel Bezman cannot be done at night. And if you look through Ozayna Ostes, he has two nafkaminas in this. It's true, everyone agrees that the mother is not chayeves b'milas b'na in the way that the father is. But again, according to Tosfos, it's because of mitzvah say shazman grama. Whereas according to the Ritva and the Shagas Aryeh and the Sefer HaMatna, it's not a zman grama. She's patura because of this new drasha, oso velo osa. So the Minchas Chinuch says, a nafkamina between whether the patur ha'aim is mitzvah saseh shazman grama or a drasha that's specific to mila, two nafkaminas are a woman's eved and the son of an eved. Bo nasbir. The psukim say that if a Jew owns an eved kanani, he has a chiyuv to take care of the mila of his eved kanani, parallel to the chiyuv of the father to perform mila on his son. And so the Rambam opens Hilchas Mila. So there's some discussion, Shagas Aryeh in Minchas Chinuch quotes, how about if a woman, so if a woman has a child, a son, she is not chayev z'milas b'na. How about if a woman owns an Eved Kanani? She's not the mother of the Eved Kanani, she's the Adon, or Adonah, of the Eved Kanani. So is she chayev or not? So Minchas Chinuch says, well, if it's mitzvah seish on grandma, it's the same mitzvah seish on grandma. It's the same issue. But if it's osova lo osa, so then there's room to clarify. Maybe that drush is only relevant to the chiyav of a parent, not the chiyav of the adon of an eved. And then he flips it later on, and ostas, the second afkamina, is an eved kanani chayev b'milas b'no. Now that may not be true for technical reasons, because eved ain't al chayes. There may not be no halachic relationship, but the halachic familial relationship between the eved and his son. But There's lots of debate on that front as well. But generally, the patur from mitzvah aseh shazman grama applies not only to women, but it also applies to avadim. So if the patur from mila is part of the general global principle of mitzvah aseh shazman grama, then that would mean that the eved also is patur from mila, and we patur from milas. But no, maybe he would be patur from his own mila. Maybe it's only a chiyuv of the... that's what to clarify. Is they talking chiyuv of the other, not chiyuv of the other? But if you say it's osol velo osa, so that may be specifically excluding females, but it doesn't necessarily apply to eved kanani. In other words, is it a patur of women, or is it a patur of the mother? Is a patur of mitzvah seishon grama, which applies both to nashim and avadim, or is it something unique to mila, specific drashim mesuyemas, osa v'lo osa, which might only apply to a patur for women, but not a patur for avadim kanam. So these are some of the issues, and as we'll close where we opened, mila is an exceedingly significant mitzvah, and the tour chose to open with a siman devoted to the significance, an introduction. Didn't jump right into the dinim, chose an introduction. And so we followed his footsteps. So some of the things, topics we wrapped up, and many of these are the stubs, beginnings of ideas, and we're going to keep our eyes open as we move forward. A lot of these themes are going to recur. Mirtz Hashem, next week we're going to begin Reish Samach Beis, which is a focus on the Zman HaMila, Mila B'Shmini, what's the din of Mila Kodim Shmini, what's the din of Mila Balayla, Balav Lav Halach HaLamaisa Lav, fascinating Shabbos Aryeh, Pischei Tshuva here gets very excited, Kodim Shabbos Aryeh. So it was a lot to work on. How about if a Mila is pushed off, when is it, when the Mila's Chola, and so on and so forth. We begin to talk about issues of Bein HaShmashas, a lot going on in Reish Samach Beis, a lot of practical Halach HaLamaisa. Have a good day.